Interfaith clergy held a vigil at Christ Church in Philadelphia Thursday. They said they were making the nation's 250th birthday real by demanding an end to President Donald Trump's immigration enforcement crackdown. WHYY's Emily Neal has more.
Luis Beltran Yanez Cruz.
Organizers read the names of more than 50 people who have died in ICE custody or have been killed by federal immigration enforcement agents in the past year and a half. After each name, they rang a bell in the historic church's courtyard, the same one that sounded on July 4th, 1776, in tandem with the Liberty Bell.
That bell should be ringing for liberty and not tolling people's deaths.
Elisa Wailu, a senior minister at First United Methodist Church of Germantown, organized the event. She says the vigil comes as the nation reflects on its founding ideals.
250 years ago, leaders chose to stand and proclaim liberty, albeit they offered that to some and not others, but those words and that promise still ring out, and we are here to reclaim that today. And one of the most heinous grievances of liberty in our nation currently is the actions of ICE at the behest of our administration.
In 2025, 33 people died while in ICE custody, making it the agency's deadliest year since it was formed in 2003. 20 people have already died in ICE custody this year. Emily Neal, WHYY News.